Broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right, happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman and Kirk Crosby live on your radio. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use. No Doubt starts now. Hope you're all doing absolutely fantastic. This, my fellow Americans, is indeed the broadcast for April 21st in the year of our Lord, 2015. This is hour one of two, and our goal remains the same: to protect life, liberty, and property, and to promote God, family, and country on your radio in the traditions of our founders. It's incredibly simple. We use the blueprint for liberty, the supreme law of the land, the Constitution for the United States of America. Welcome to Liberty Roundtable Live. The checks and balances put in place by the founders, absolutely brilliant, ladies and gentlemen. And the solution to our problems: don't believe the lie when they tell you we need a revolution. It isn't true. We do need a restoration of the greatest country on the face of the earth, though. That's a fact. We also need good, honest, moral Americans to decide that liberty matters. They're going to be like the founders, maybe, and decide that they're going to put their time, their effort, their sacred honors, their fortunes into the holy cause of liberty. Welcome to the broadcast, ladies and gentlemen. Boy, do we got a broadcast for you today. First, a quick recap of yesterday's show. We had our guest on, Mr. Lowell Nelson, campaignforliberty.org. We talked about militarism in America. We got the hawkish Republicans going belligerent now. Military spending's out of control. We spend what? Close to $700 billion a year. Our military spending dwarfs all other nations combined, ladies and gentlemen. Military spending continues as the war propaganda machine continues to deceive the American people. But it pays off. They claim that war is fantastic for the economy. That's a lie. We gave several examples of the increased militarization of society. We've become more and more a warlike people, which is dangerous to say the least. The German government announced this month that it would purchase 100 more tanks. They call them Leopard tanks. That's a 45% increase in the country's inventory of these Leopard tanks. The U.S. Cold War, under Cheyenne Mountain, that's in Colorado, they're cranking that dude up. They're making it live and happening, cranking it up. The Pentagon has committed nearly $1 billion to upgrading the facilities to its previous Cold War operation status. NATO, which of course should have been shut down after the Cold War, well, it's getting its own massively expansive upgrade. The war's going on everywhere, folks. Who's the real enemy? The Russians? Not, sad to say, the real enemy has become the American taxpayer. The real enemy is the middle class, the productive sector of the United States. We are the victims of this new runaway belligerent military spending. Do we need to defend America? Absolutely. Do we need to believe that we're the world's police and believe a boogeyman's behind every bush? Not hardly. One of the most pervasive and dangerous myths of our time is that military spending is good for the economy. That couldn't be further from the truth. The elites are terrified, ladies and gentlemen, that we might have peace. That'll be horrible for their profits and for their control mechanisms. We then wrapped up the hour by talking about the TSA agents. They got these elite screening systems to grope, fondle attractive men. Story was CBS Denver. This underscores the need to defund and eliminate the TSA. We also wound out the hour by talking about the Death Tax Repeal Act. For the first time in a decade, ladies and gentlemen, legislation to repeal the death tax is moving forward in Congress. It is H.R. 1105. It passed the United States House last week, 240 to 179. This pernicious temporary tax was forced upon the American people in 1916 to help fund the intervention into the World War I. Something we've got to get rid of, folks, ASAP. Death is not a taxable event. That was 1 hour of Liberty Roundtable Live, brought to you by TetonSports.com. When you want indoor comfort outdoors when you're camping, think Teton Sports. Hour two yesterday, We had our guest on, Becky Akers. She's a well-known author. Two of her books, Hailstorm is one of them. Abducting Arnold is another. The revolutionary new novels. Buy them before they're banned today. We talked about the Eagles to sign Tim Tebow. Great news. Hopefully that'll work out for Tim. No turning back on gay marriage, lies the USA Today. They claim we've come too far and there's no way to turn it back. I mentioned that would be the case if we're not very careful, though. School districts and parents are at odds over breakfast in class. It used to be they wanted to give you a meal ticket for breakfast in government schools for those who needed it. Now what they want to do is roll out breakfast in class for everyone. Parents are up in arms. The number of breakfasts served in the nation's government schools have doubled or more in the last couple of decades. What do you think of that? Government school breakfast, huh? All right, that's a recap of the broadcast that took place yesterday. It is still available on demand on your Roku player. Look in the special interest section of your Roku for the Liberty News Radio channel. Liberty Roundtable Live and many other talk shows there, live and on demand, free at your fingertips on the Roku. Also, the broadcast is on demand and available at libertyroundtable.com. Archives of the shows available, podcasts of the shows, also the live stream available for your listening enjoyment. You can listen via libertyroundtable.com or republicbroadcasting.org. We're growing, and we're thankful for your support. If you want to click on Help Us Grow on libertyroundtable.com, any penny you can put into the mix will help us expand our efforts in the media. All right, welcome to Liberty Roundtable Live. News the networks refuse to use for today starts now. Kirk Cosby's with me. Welcome, sir.
Buenos dias. Greetings and salutations. Howdy, howdy, howdy. Thank you, Sam.
You're very welcome, Kurt. I want to talk to you about something. I don't know if you know what this is, but do you know what Jade Helm 15 is?
You know, I saw a couple of emails about it, but I wouldn't be able to teach anybody much about it, I don't think. You know?
All right, well, Kurt's going to have to leave it all to me, I guess. All right, ladies and gentlemen, Jade Helm 15. I'm going to spell it. J-A-D-E space Helm, H-E-L-M, 1-5. Jade Helm 15. Now, many people are speculating that it's martial law on the way, okay? And there's a lot to do about it. I mean, everybody's talking about it now. CNN's talking about it. The Washington Post is talking about it. Fox News is talking about it. Basically, everybody you can think of is talking about Jade Helm 15. Now, if you don't know what Jade Helm 15 is, it is a military operation that they say is going to take place in the United States from July 15th to September 15th. And that's the scope of this military operation. And originally, we heard that it was going to take place in 7 states. And it'll consist of members of all 4 branches of the U.S. government military. They will launch an operation this summer in which they will, quote, operate covertly among the U.S. public. They will travel from state to state in military aircraft. They say Texas, Utah, and a section of Southern California are labeled as, quote, hostile territory. They say New Mexico isn't much friendlier. They say that's the scheme for Jade Helm 15. That's a new special operations exercise that runs from July 15th to September 15th. That is this year, 2015. Now, a lot of people say the size and scope of this mission sets it apart from many other smaller training exercises. One, it's 3 months long. Two, it consists of 7 states. They say the nature of warfare is always changing. And U.S. Army Special Command commissions is to make sure that the Army's Special Operations Forces are trained, equipped, and organized to, quote, successfully conduct worldwide special operations in support of our nation's interests. That's what the command spokesman said. I guess he's a colonel named Mark Lastoria. training exercise, JADEHELM 15, is going to assist our special operations soldiers and leadership in refining the skills necessary against an ever-changing foreign threat. The exercise has prompted widespread conspiracy theories that the United States is preparing to hatch martial law. All right, that's the setup for it. I'll break it down in seconds. I'll give you my take. What do you think? Operation JADEHELM 15. Is it martial law?
Hello, everyone. James Edwards here. Are you sick and tired of liberals and race hustlers and the media calling you a racist just because you oppose Obama's policies? Well, my friend, those days are over. After you read Racism Schmacism, you'll never again fear being called the R word. I invite you to discover why every conservative in America needs a copy of my explosive new book. Racism Schmacism has received much critical acclaim and will equip you with the key to unlock their socio-political nuclear bomb once and for all. Order your copy today by visiting the official website of the Political Cesspool radio program, thepoliticalcesspool.org. Proceeds of each sale go to help keeping our award-winning show on the air, and they make great gifts for your conservative friend or family member. Buy Racism Schmacism today at www.thepoliticalcesspool.org.
Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour. There's something really fun and exciting about discovering products that make life more pleasant and enjoyable. Well, Miracle 2 soaps definitely fit that description. The shelves at the supermarket are packed with soaps and cleansers that are full of chemicals that slowly destroy our health and the environment. Miracle 2 products are all natural, like the green soap that can replace your bath, laundry, household soaps, and cleaning products. And please try Miracle 2's skin lotion. It's quickly absorbed and not greasy like all those other mass-produced lotions. Miracle 2 moisturizer is full of fabulous oils and emollients that leave the skin healthy and baby soft. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. Just call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. You'll learn why so many people say it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
A backpack is more than just a bag, it's a statement. Whether you're a student or a professional, are traveling the world or commuting to work, Teton Sports offers a wide variety of backpacks, each of which is lightweight and durable. The book bag backpacks weigh only 1.5 pounds and come in solid pink, blue, red, or black. The session bags have eye-catching designs, adding a touch of style in pink and white or in black. Each is great for kids or adults who need a versatile, resilient, and eye-catching bag. The professional and the executive are sleek, sturdy backpacks with numerous uses. Whether you're hiking in the mountains or packing for an important business trip, these bags have plenty of room. Not only are the backpacks comfortable and lightweight, but they're large enough to fill all your needs. Teton Sports also offers sleeping bags, duffels, tents, cots, camp pads, and more to ensure a quality outdoor experience. Look for Teton Sports products at Amazon.com, Sportsman's Warehouse, Dick's Sporting Goods, Wholesale Sports, or visit TetonSports.com.
Begging politicians, bureaucrats, and educrats, and all do-gooders to please obey the supreme law of the land, the Constitution. This is Liberty Roundtable.
All right, let's make this very clear, ladies and gentlemen. I've known about JADEHELM 15 for a little bit. I haven't responded about it because I wanted to kind of wait and see what happens. The problem is it's exploding all over the internet. Everybody's all panicked thinking JADEHELM 15 is martial law for sure. The difference is everybody's talking about it, folks. Megyn Kelly of Fox News has a headline called The Straight Dope on the JADEHELM 2015, quote, unconventional warfare scenario exercise in the west of the U.S. And everybody's talking about it. Fox News, CNN, Megyn Kelly, WorldNet Daily. Everybody's talking about JADEHELM 15. And here's how the breakdown goes. Okay. They say this Jade Helm 15 issue has exploded all over the internet. And much of what's out there is attended by wild hyperventilation. In my judgment, and you can quote me on this, Texas is not being invaded. Second, the exercise, nevertheless, has some interesting and potentially troubling features. Okay, the exercise doesn't appear to violate posse comitatus, says Megyn Kelly. There's no aspect of that that'll put military personnel in an inappropriate position. In other words, using, quote, law enforcement powers against and or over citizens. And they go on. And so what is this Jade Helm 15 scenario? What you've got is the mainstream press folks all coming down on the side saying, hey, Jade Helm 15 is real. It is happening. But it isn't martial law. It doesn't violate posse comitatus. It's not really a problem. They blatantly admit what sets this one apart from many of the other training exercises that have already taken place in the United States and have considered certain locales for fictitious purposes hostile territory. This has been done before. This isn't new. What sets this one apart, though, is the size and scope of the exercise, prompting many to believe it's martial law. So what you have is you have the real conservative alternative news folks all running around saying, hey, martial law is happening. Look out. July 15th, it all starts. America will never be the same. Then you have all the mainstream press folks running around going, yeah, it's a real exercise. This Jade Helm 15 thing is real. There's been documents released on it. We've managed to verify the details. All four branches of the military are admitting to it. Yes, it's real, but it isn't martial law. It's not the meltdown that you think. It's fine. Where does the rubber hit the road? Who's telling the truth? What's the reality on this thing? And so I thought I'd give you my opinion here in a second, but Kurt, that's kind of the summary of this thing. And the issue is treating part of America as hostile territory in a seven-state swath of this summer military operation right here on our soil. Now, I believe there's reason to be concerned. What do you think, Kurt? Are you worried about Jade Helm 15?
Well, you know, Sam, as far as I know, I haven't heard any big announcement about the border being all secure and everything and making sure that, hey, there was nobody else, you know, just cruising across in the middle of the night or any other time. You know, we had those reports about ISIS having a camp right near the border. So, you know, what I'm trying to figure out is if the, you know, military and the government thinks that they need to do some, you know, kind of work, you know, right around here, you'd think maybe they could go ahead and work right on the border, like would be necessary for the federal government to, you know, take care of our borders. What do you think?
So you're basically saying, hey, couldn't we just do this operation on the border of the United States that already is hostile territory? It would let us get a handle on the real problems facing America and be appropriate for defending America. And I would think you've got a valid point, Kurt. The sad part is that's not what's being done. The border leaks like a sieve. Meanwhile, they want to consider significant portions of the western United States hostile territory, Kurt. And well, they call it human tide of despair. 1 million trying to cross. That's in Drudge Report right now. More distress calls on the way. What do you think of that? So while the border leaks like a sieve, you know, we got serious problems. All right, that was the Italian border they're talking about, this big crossing, I guess. But what about illegal aliens crossing using illegal, well, using border agents' identities? See, we've got a problem in America, Kurt. and that is the United States government doesn't want to admit that the border looks like a sieve and we have a national security crisis. At the same time, they want to do military operations on American soil, considering huge swaths of land hostile territory. Now, Utah and Texas are the two states in the crosshairs the most, Kurt. What do you think of that?
Well, you know, if I were going to say that I don't think the federal government and the, out of control, global government part of our federal government wants to, rile up the citizenry and cause trouble, I'd be, kidding you. Because basically that's kind of the way they do it. I mean, we remember the MIAC report about how the evil guys with the Ron Paul sticker or the, guys with, promoting the Constitution are a problem for America. It's just, things are just topsy-turvy. As the scripture says, in the last days, good is called evil and evil is called good.
You think it'll be Marshall Lockhart?
It kind of reminds me of the whole story about, hey, when we get told that the end is here and that we're going to have no more cash or we're going to have, a shutdown of the economy by a certain date, I just kind of doubt that. Although I believe there are some who could make that happen, I just think that some that think they're so powerful may realize that there's even a more powerful entity than they are.
There you have it, Kurt. Or, ladies and gentlemen, there's the take from Kurt Crosby. Hey, is this Jade Helm 15 thing a problem? Well, we should be protecting our border, Kurt says. We could use the border as a real live situation of a threat to America. Kurt's right. But we're not doing any of that. We're considering certain states hostile territory. We're creating an exercise which has been done before in America, but not to this size or scope. 3 months long, 7+ states. Many speculate the number of states is even greater. Right here in the West, when you look at the MIAC report, you look at Jade Helm 15, you kind of start to say, who does the American government believe the enemy is here? And so I see the reason for concern. I see why this is going viral on the internet. And I don't blame the American people who have real concerns about this because I'm one of them. I'm not comfortable with this. They say that, don't worry, it won't relate to Posse Comitatus at all. The troops aren't going to really interact with the American citizen. And my response is, as long as the American citizen doesn't end up in the wrong spot at the wrong time, just don't do that. You got that? Don't end up at the wrong place at the wrong time. I'll give you my thoughts on it, though, in seconds. And, most importantly, which nobody else is doing, what is the solution, ladies and gentlemen? You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Live.
Your daily Liberty Newswire. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here is what people are saying.
A year ago, I was realizing that I was in serious problems with my heart. I had these chest pains and so on. I realized that I had to do something and quick. I didn't want to go the medical route. So I started in doing some investigating, and somebody told me about these heart drops. I got on the heart drops prescribed dosage. Within 2 weeks, I immediately started seeing the results. This is working. I'm going to stick with it. I can't deny the fact that when I got on the heart drops initially, there was immediate help, an immediate turnaround.
To get your Extendovite, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Are you familiar with the term vigor? Strength in body and mind? He pursued his tennis game with vigor, for example? Well, I hadn't, but I learned about it from Kurt Crosby. All right. And he actually let me take a scientifically proven free vigor test. And I got 13 out of 32, not very good. But I worked on it with him. And believe it or not, now I have a 29 out of 32 and improving vigor score. You say, Sam, what on earth is this scientific vigor score, huh? My response is you got to take the free test available now. Get a hold of Kirk Crosby to learn about it. The number is 801-669-2211. That's 801-669-2211. Or email Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com. That's Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com for your free vigor test today. Kurt, libertyroundtable.com, or 801-669-2211. Vigor test free, scientifically proven today.
As the United States boldly stepped forward in the glorious light provided by its new constitution in 1787, the nations of the earth were in awe of the newfound strength and hope of this free land. Today, the nation stands at a crossroads. A divergence from the original intent put forth in the United States Constitution has brought grave threats to our beloved nation. A miracle is needed if the United States is to survive. That miracle is, again, the pure application of the United States Constitution. I'm Scott Bradley. In my To Preserve the Nation book and lecture series, I bring forth truths that will help raise up a new generation of statesmen like those noble Americans who founded this land. Vigorous application of these principles will invigorate and restore the nation, and we may become again the freest, most prosperous, most respected, and happiest nation on earth. Visit topreservethenation.com to begin that restoration.
With news the networks refuse to use. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right, my fellow Americans, we're talking about Jade Helm 15. I've remained quiet on it because I've wanted to kind of see what's going to happen. Man, it's exploding everywhere. Everybody's all paranoid about it and talking about it. And what is it? What's going on? It's a military training exercise from July 15th to September 15th. It's supposedly going to include seven Western states. The United States territory included, if you will, is going to be considered hostile territory. You got all four branches of government involved. And they say that they got to be training against foreign threats. Many people believe that it's a domestic threat thereafter. What's really the breakdown? Yes, Kurt.
Our buddy the Copperhead wants to chime in on it. He
all right.
is, of course.
Matt, Felak, you're on the radio, sir. That? Uh-oh, we lost Matt here. All right, well, we'll get to Matt in a minute once we find him here.
Good morning, Sam.
Morning, sir. All right, do you know about Jade Helm 15, sir?
No, I'm not familiar with that. Please speed me up on it.
Uh-oh, Kurt will catch you up. In the meantime, I'll continue while you guys get it together, okay? So what I'm telling you is this Jade Helm 15 scenario, ladies and gentlemen, is a serious, serious issue. And the mainstream press wants you to believe it's not really a problem. That it's not martial law, you're just panicking, you're a conspiracy theorist, you're whacked out of your gourd, don't worry. It's a training exercise, we've done this before in America, and it's nothing to worry about. On the other hand, on the internet, from website to website to website to website, they're running around saying, hey, this is martial law in the making, you gotta stop it, and you gotta stop it now, or we're done in America for good. America will never be the same. Well, I want to first pull you back from either extreme. Number one, I do not believe Jade Helm 15 to be martial law. I do not believe the intent is to violate posse comitatus and take on the citizens and declare the state of Utah or Texas or any swath of America a martial law territory due to excessive threat. Okay, I do not believe that. I know there's a lot of people saying that. I don't believe it. I've done a lot of research on this. I've been involved with sheriffs that are discussing this. Some sheriffs are fine with it. Others are concerned about it. And I think we have a serious problem on our hands. I don't believe it's martial law at all, though. And I don't think we need to get all panicky. And most importantly, what I think we need to do is quit pitching speculative opinions as news. I'm going to say that again. Quit pitching speculative viewpoints or opinions as news. Now, this is a serious problem, though, because every time we ignore these type of exercises, the military gets more and more bold and more close to the lines that none of us are comfortable with. Okay? In other words, it may not be martial law today, but it might be martial law 30 years from now, 5 years from now, 50 years from now. Who knows? It depends on how aggressive things get, but it also depends on how immoral and hostile our society gets. Are there true threats in America? Yes, we've had the border leaking like a sieve forever. We've created a lot of these threats. We've been told that Al-Qaeda or ISIS has cells in America now, and they could activate them at any time. All those things are true. So do we have threats? Yes, we do. And to pretend those threats don't exist is foolish indeed. However, at what point should we allow the military to train on our soil, to blend in with the citizenry, to supposedly not violate posse comitatus, but yet make sure that their training exercises go well? How do you balance all that? How do you deal with all that? Do you want our military to be trained? Do you want them to be able to deal with a threat should one arise in America? If we had a massive problem in America where ISIS and or Al-Qaeda or terrorist cells were to be activated, what would we do and what would be the answer? Is it a fair question? I think it is a fair question. How do we go about the solutions? And that's really where I think we differ. At least the Liberty Roundtable team differs from anybody else. We're not going to buy the hook, line, and sinker that it's martial law. Posse comitatus has already violated the citizenry. Let's just pick up our guns and go, like some folks are saying. I think that's bogus, and it's going to lead to nothing but trouble. I also don't buy the Fox News, Megyn Kelly, and everybody else that are like, this is no big deal. Don't worry about it. Don't do anything about it at all. Okay? So the first thing you need to do if you really want to make a difference with Jade Helm 15 is you need to not speculate, okay? I have told you the facts. It is all four branches of government. It is encompassing seven states. They are considering in this scenario, this exercise, Utah and Texas to be hostile territory. Not that they really believe that, but that's what they're training against, if you will. And that's the scenario. They will be blending in with the citizenry. And it will be a three-month-long operation. Those facts are verified. Everybody's talking about them. Those facts are real. What all that means and how hostile the military will be against the citizenry and what the agenda really is hard to tell. So in my humble opinion, the first thing you can do is not panic and not spread anything that isn't true or that we don't have confirmed. The next thing that you need to do is contact your sheriff. That's right. Contact your county sheriff and say, hey, we hear that there's this Jade Helm 15 thing going on. We are not comfortable with it. We don't believe the hype that it's martial law, sheriff, at this point. By the way, sheriff, do you believe it's martial law? Hey, city council members, county council members or county commission members, do you believe this is martial law? And let's vet this thing and make this a mainstream discussion. And the way you do that is by not panicking and not jumping to belligerent, speculative ideas. You talk about it with what we know. And then you do your very best to have your sheriff and others say, we don't want to be part of it. You can do that politely without being into big speculation. You can do that politely without acting like we got to get the militia and guns on every corner. This is not, I'm going to say it again, this is not a showdown with the federal government. This is not martial law. They have not violated posse comitatus. Let's not go there. Let's treat them as we would want to be treated, which is, you know what? We got to give them the benefit of the doubt here. There is legitimate threats in the world that we must deal with. How do we achieve that balance? And how do we go about discussing this in a way that doesn't marginalize us as conspiracy nuts and simply kick us out of the debate entirely? My solution is to deal with the facts only, to be aware, to be concerned, and to appropriately talk to your local officials about it in an appropriate way that doesn't make them think you're a nut, that doesn't create hostilities, but that educates and informs and makes it a mainstream discussion. What's lacking in this is the American people being able to see the truth and discuss it for what it is. That's what we don't have that we need to have. The solution hopefully would be to have them decide maybe they don't need to train for this. Maybe we need different training. Do we need the military? Or what about sheriffs with appropriate posses to defend America should terrorist cells go belligerent? Why don't you take this as an opportunity to discuss with your sheriff, hey, sheriff, is this a real threat? Okay, if it is, sheriff, do we really want the military working on this, or could we have you as the leader in your county and us as a big sheriff's posse, a sheriff's support group, helping you? How's the best way to go about this? Can we get emergency responders on the local level? Can we create a term called coordination, which is used in the Freedom 21 movement quite a bit, to make sure that we locally can take care of ourselves? Can we put the military on the border and leave the interior to the United States citizenry in conjunction with duly elected sheriffs, etc.? I think the answer is yes, and I think that's where we really need to educate, where we really need to move forward and make a difference. There's the concern, there's the reality check, and in my humble opinion, there's the solution. All right, Kurt, what do you think of that? Everybody's panicking. Uh-oh, I think we lost Kurt now. All right, are you there, Kurt?
Kurt's not here at the moment, but Matt the
Copper. All right, Matt, what do you think? That's the Jade Helm 15 summary, sir.
Well, now that I'm totally spun up on it, very interesting indeed. I believe that the military should have always been on the border to defend our borders, both the northern and southern, and as their constitutional duty mandates, and not around the world as they've been in the last 50 years in an occupying state.
Do you believe this is going to be martial law, Matt?
No, I really don't go there yet. I don't see enough evidence, even though I'm just newly spun up on it. I have concerned with it. I'm certainly concerned with it.
And I think those concerns are valid, sir. And I think we need to have an appropriate discussion about this. And what I don't want the American listener to do is go out there and act like, man, my sheriff's my enemy. If you don't stop this, you've proven yourself not a friend. And we get all hostile. And you know what? We've kicked ourselves out of the debate before we even ever have a chance to make some valid points. That's my fear, is that that's what the listeners of Talk Radio will do if we're not very careful. Hang tight, indeed. Quick pause. Sam, Kurt, and the Copperhead, all on your radio.
Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character, where educating both hearts and minds brings about academic excellence. There is a school in American Fork where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. Based on LDS principles and a love of country, now in our 39th year, American Heritage School is accepting fall enrollment for kindergarten through high school. What would you do for your child? Give them an education that will prepare them for life. Located east of the Temple in American Fork, American Heritage School is a remarkable and affordable alternative. Visit us, find us online, or in the Yellow Pages. American Heritage School in American Fork.
Liberty is not free. Its costs are innumerable. Without monetary funding, the valiant efforts of freedom-loving Americans become diminished or outright defeated. We present a solution, the Give Me Liberty Fund. The plan is quite simple. Invite individual Americans to contribute less than a dollar a day. These monetary funds are used to promote liberty-minded media, organizations, events, candidates, movements, and speakers. In the spirit of transparency, all expenditures are published. Patriotic business owners provide discounted products and services to Give Me Liberty Fund members. Our greatest strength is in numbers. Go to GiveMeLibertyFund.com and become part of the solution today. GiveMeLibertyFund.com. Participate in the peaceful restoration of the greatest and freest country in the world.
Hello, everyone. James Edwards here. Are you sick and tired of liberals and race hustlers and the media calling you a racist just because you oppose Obama's policies? Well, my friend, those days are over. After you read Racism Schmacism, you'll never again fear being called the R word. I invite you to discover why every conservative in America needs a copy of my explosive new book. Racism Schmacism has received much critical acclaim and will equip you with the key to unlock their socio-political nuclear bomb once and for all. Order your copy today by visiting the official website of the Political Cesspool radio program, thepoliticalcesspool.org. Proceeds of each sale go to help keeping our award-winning show on the air, and they make great gifts for your conservative friend or family member. Buy Racism Schmacism today at www.thepoliticalcesspool.org.
Promoting God, family, and country. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Radio.
All right, back with you live. Sam Bushman, Kirk Crosby, the Copperhead, all in your radio. Matt, a listener, a citizen reporter, traveling across the country and joining us on the broadcast today. I went off on this Helm 15 thing because I think it's important. The Jade Helm 15 thing is serious. And it's something that we really need
Sam,
to be aware of. Yes, sir.
Sam, this is the Copperhead back here again. What really does concern me is of quite interest is I've recently been made aware of that the government, U.S. government, has a plan to bring over 80,000 Syrian refugees. Now, they're not stating and breaking it down as far as are they Yazidis, because I know there are not 80,000 Yazidis within northern Iraq or Syria. And are they Christian Syrians? Are they, So we're to incorporate 80,000 Syrians, Arabs, potentially weaponized jihadists. And, what is the latest tactics of ISIS and Al-Qaeda? What have they been? To infiltrate areas, to create shootings at malls, mass casualty areas. So this is a concern to me.
I think it's a valid concern. That's kind of what I alluded to when I said, hey, are there serious threats? I think there are. And how many of them are made by our government?
Correct. We see it time and time again where the government, by letting in individuals that could be potential threats into the country and letting them just do their own thing, have created threats and created the whole situation to begin with. And then come to, well, we're here to help you. We got the plan. And next thing you know, we're getting roughed up and patted down, getting on an airplane in this country. Your rights are eroding. Gun rights are eroding.
I think you're absolutely right. And I think that's a big concern, that we let the border leak like a sieve. We're soft on immigration, but yet then we want to have these training exercises. It makes you really wonder, and I brought this up before, who is the real enemy to the United States government? Is it those who believe that the state of Nevada, the state of Utah, should get their land back? Is it those of you who believe, as I do, that homeschool is the answer? Is it those of us who are out on the radio saying we believe the supreme law of the land must be obeyed? Okay, who is the enemy to these people? Well, our listener TZ emailed in and said, hey man, with the cops getting tanks and machine guns and being federalized, who needs the actual military to violate Posse Comitatus? In other words, we've already got our local people that can do that, no problem. He's got a valid point again, and this is my point, that these issues are really important to discuss. And that's why if we run off the rails and discuss it inappropriately, we've made a mistake because we'll lose our seat at the table, folks. We have the war on drugs, where cops act like stormtroopers. Okay, he's right about that, too. So where do we go from here? Well, I've got a greater concern than even this issue with Jade Helm 15. I think it's an issue. I think it's worth discussing. I think we need to make sure we have appropriate reality check on the debate here, though, that we don't run off the rails and lose our seat at the table. But I have greater concerns, even more so than invasions from immigrants, even more so than terrorist cells going off. Okay, I believe that if America is going to be destroyed, Matt the Copperhead, it will be destroyed from within. And the way it will be destroyed from within is immorality amongst the people. So I have somewhat of a good news story, and the headline Drudge Report says this: U.S. cracks down on female teachers having sex with their students. And there's a big old expose about this, talking about, hey, they used to, when a boy would get caught having sex with his teacher, and that it was, hey, man, the kid got lucky. Fantastic. I mean, you know, who wouldn't want to seduce an older woman? Or etc. Now they're realizing this is sexual abuse. Now they're realizing this is wrong. And people are starting to take a stand against immorality. The problem is we're not getting to the source of the problem. We want to peddle pornography everywhere, but then be kind of frustrated when people act upon that. We need to really get a better handle on the real source of the problem and the real solutions. However, at least those discussions are being had, and I'm convinced I'm more worried about the immorality in America and the choices we're making as individuals inside America more than I am a foreign threat. You want to respond to that, Matt?
Well, I think you make a great point there. It's like we got to see who's peddling this smut across the country, and there's a huge industry in it. Who's behind it? And it's not just a creep in a basement somewhere. It's Fortune 500 companies, Disney, and the like. It's a highly organized manner, and I think you're right.
It's a serious issue. Okay, we've got immorality problems all across America. In fact, they say there was 800 plus cases of government paid teachers that sexually abused students last year alone. One third of them were female. And at first, a judge just kind of smiles and goes, the little kid got lucky. Well, that's how they used to treat it. Now they're saying, wait a minute. Whether it's male or female, the law is clear. There must be accountability for this. Again, you got this going on in your government schools. I say homeschool and private school are the answers. They're the solutions. Could this ever happen in private school? Unfortunately, yes, it could. Could it happen at homeschool? Yes, of course it could. But the likelihood decreases substantially, ladies and gentlemen. I'm also concerned about this internet issue, where the FCC now created net neutrality. I'm more concerned about that than I am the Jade Helm 15 scenario. The Jade Helm 15 scenario, in any county that wants to get serious with their sheriff, can put together a posse that could literally create a local check and balance to any foreign threat, including the federal government if they choose to be out of control. Okay, that's what the checks and balances in America are brilliantly designed to handle. Okay, I'm more concerned about this internet issue, though, because pretty soon you may not be able to listen to Liberty Roundtable at all. And then when Jade Helm 15 comes down the pike, you might not even know it exists until you run amok with a military personnel. Or until you hear it elsewhere with no check and balance on real discussions for answers. That's my concern.
Sam, I think this all ties in together. I think it ties in with the fact that we're talking about our freedom of speech being eroded through net neutrality, the possibilities of that, the government doing exercises for potential threats, but yet they're bringing in potential problems, problems in government schools. And I think you're right when you say, well, does the government actually think that we're the enemy? Well, if we're not sending our kids to a government school and creating a tax burden on everyone, and if we believe in working and not getting on a government system, like they did a study right now, it's something like 80% of Somalian refugees that have been placed around the country in places like the Midwest, up in Maine, they're on government assistance, not only for the 6 months that they're supposedly entitled to, but long-term government assistance. These are people that were brought over here by our government and settled. So it turns out maybe we are the enemy to our government.
Well, that's what I believe. I believe that the United States government believes we're a greater threat, Matt, because we believe in traditional values. We believe in America. We believe in special privileges for none, equality for all. And they don't believe in those things. We believe in Christian values. They don't believe in those things. So I'm convinced that the United States considers you and I a greater threat. And I think net neutrality, believe it or not, is a greater threat than Jade Helm 15.
Absolutely.
I really do.
I agree with that.
Because eventually, yes, if they take us off the radio, folks, you won't even hear about Jade Helm 15. It'll just happen. Okay, I believe that the, as Alex Jones calls it, the information war is bigger than the real war. Because it affects all of us on a personal level. And I'm telling you, if they get their way with net neutrality and kick us off the radio, then what happens? In fact, Kurt's got a story from Norway that talks exactly about that. We don't have time in this hour to get to it. The hour's coming to a rapid close, Matt, but I want to get Kurt on at the start of the next hour, and we'll talk about this. Because net neutrality and then old technologies, they're gonna put a sunset on old technologies, and then they're going to control new technologies, and it may be the future of the lack of information, the lack of the American people to gain real truth, real answers, with calm heads that understand how to break down the news and put it in a way that you can understand and a way that you can do something about it. See, that's the hard part. In the meantime, if you want to deal with the Jade Helm 15 issue, join CSPOA.org and let's help train sheriffs and peace officers about their duties. CSPOA.org. Support us today. Okay, that's the Constitutional Sheriffs and Peace Officers Organization. Do not panic about Jade Helm 15. It is a problem. Discuss it intelligently. Gain the facts. Many speculate that martial law is on the way. I disagree. It is a problem. Listener TZ wisely said, hey, if the cops have tanks and machine guns, we don't even need the military to violate posse comitatus. Your own local government officials can do that for them. He's right. That's why we need to build personal relationships with our local people. And that's why we need to do our very best to make friends of the police officers, properly train them, and let them know we support them when they protect us. All right, U.S. cracking down on female teachers having sex with their students and net neutrality all in the mix. This is not a single pronged discussion. If America is going to be destroyed, ladies and gentlemen, it'll happen from within. Are you ready to stand on moral principle and stand on traditional beliefs? Are you willing to protect life, liberty, and property and to promote God, family, and country like the Liberty Roundtable team? LibertyRoundtable.com. Click on Help Us Grow if you want to participate. If you want to make your phone a radio anytime, anywhere, any phone, 712-432-5339. We the people, along with the grace of the Almighty, can and will restore America. This nation shall endure.